Hey there, I'm Kyle Trigstad, politics editor for Bloomberg Government.
And I'm Greg Giroux, senior elections reporter for Bloomberg Government.
Check out our podcast, Down Ballot Counts. Each week, Greg and I will be breaking down all of those down ballot elections that make up the fight for the U.S. Congress.
Listen and subscribe to Down Ballot Counts from Bloomberg Government wherever you get your podcasts.
From Washington, this is Talking Tax, and I'm Jeff Leon. These are puzzling times, especially for people who work in the tax field. With all the different aid programs coming down from Capitol Hill in the past few months, it seems like there are new rules to learn and abide to nearly every day. Given all this, we decided to speak with our Bloomberg Tax subscribers, as well as tax, labor, and benefits professionals, to see what's been keeping them up at night about these new rules, and to see if maybe we have the answers to all your questions. Today, we're speaking with J.N. Kasuga, Deputy Team Lead on our Labor and Employment Law Desk, and Colleen Murphy, Deputy Team Lead of our Tax and Accounting Desk. They were among a team of folks who worked on this multi-part project. They fielded your questions about everything, from how to best utilize Paycheck Protection Program loans, to how the rules around retirement funds and sick leave have changed. We spoke with Colleen and J.N. about their project, which you should absolutely check out on our website, and found out more about what we can infer from the kinds of questions that tax professionals are grappling with.
This is Colleen. So we've been covering all of these aid packages over the course of this spring from the perspective of tax and labor and benefits and payroll professionals. But in terms of how that worked in our newsroom, the coverage was pretty segmented into those areas, and we've realized over time that that's really not how people are thinking of these packages. The CARES Act, for example, touches so many different areas. It's not just a tax bill. It's not just a benefits package. And so J.N. and I wanted to come up with a way to connect some dots for readers between all of the stories we've been writing since March, and also address some of the biggest questions that they have. And we wanted it to be done in a way that would connect the tax, labor, and benefit perspectives so that we could give a really full picture of what these packages mean and why they matter.
So for this project, I mean, what sort of questions were you getting from our subscribers? What were the main things that folks were concerned about that they wanted to know more about when it came to some of these issues? Were there any common themes that you were seeing, or were things all over the map?
I think two of the biggest themes we've seen were concerns about the potential consequences of messing up any of these provisions. So, for example, the Paycheck Protection Program offered loans to businesses, and those loans could be forgiven, but only if the businesses met specific requirements, and those requirements have shifted a couple of times. So while that's a really appealing option for a business, there's also a huge consequence if they mess it up. And so we dug a little bit into that, how to avoid litigation stemming from PPP loans and other areas of the relief packages. And then there's also been, I think, some broader concern about what comes next, because there has been conversation since the middle of the summer about potentially another stimulus package in Congress. I think that's gotten people a little bit excited and also a little bit confused about what the implications of that would be. And so we've tried to also shed some light on that and address what's possible and what isn't likely.
So, you know, I know that this is a part project. There's been several feature articles that have been published already about this. You know, what kind of conclusions have you been seeing so far?
It's JM. I can speak on the Families First Coronavirus Response Act. That's the federal law that grants paid leave for COVID-related reasons, such as you're experiencing symptoms and you're seeking medical attention, or your child's school is closed because of the pandemic. One of the features that we had in the project was from Erin Mulvaney, and she basically took a deep dive into Bloomberg Law dockets to see how many lawsuits have been filed under the law. And initially, practitioners thought that there would be this deluge of lawsuits. And this was a prediction back in the spring. And we've seen that it really hasn't been a deluge so far. But given that we're heading into a new school session, we're entering into cold flu season amid a potential second wave, we find that even though we've seen a trickle, you know, there still could still be a spike in litigation in the fall.
So overall, you know, I'm getting the sense here that there are some parties and folks who are concerned about making error when it comes to, like, say, PPP loans, because, you know, some of these relief packages were rolled out so fast and the rules about how to use them have changed several times since they were rolled out. You know, many tax professionals are fearing that they will inadvertently make a mistake with these funds that'll trigger an audit or worse. You know, what advice would you give to someone in this situation?
This is Colleen. I can give sort of two pieces of advice, and this is based on the conversations that I've had with tax professionals and also from some of the reporting that we've done. First is PPP loans have a lot of requirements around how the money gets spent. So for example, at least 60% of the costs covered by a loan must be payroll costs. And that's a really important detail because it signals, or it should signal, to businesses that they need to really carefully document all of their spending. I think that one of the takeaways from all of our coverage on this issue is, in a way, businesses need to be prepared for the worst. So they need to be anticipating potentially getting hard questions and being asked for more documents when they decide to apply for forgiveness of their loan. And if they were taking kind of a lackadaisical approach to it up until when they apply for forgiveness, that's going to be a problem.
So heading into the fall, what are you looking for or what are you expecting from Congress?
Short answer is not much. Because it's an election year, Congress is planning to spend most of October on the campaign trail, and we're already midway into September. And while there have been some suggestions from the White House that they would maybe be open to another stimulus package worth as much as $1.5 trillion, that still is really far off of what Democrats want. They're looking at something more in the neighborhood of $2.2 trillion. So there's a really big gap there, obviously, just from basic math. And then because the election is so close, that changes the calculus for lawmakers a lot. The outcome of the November election could shift the balance in Congress, and it could shift who's in the White House. So that really throws a wrench in potential negotiations, not only because they have such limited time, but because everything could change in just a few short weeks.
And as well, from either of you, I mean, like, is there anything else that you'd like to mention about this project?
This is Jan. I just wanted to add that I really liked that our project could tie together the news and our Bloomberg Law and Bloomberg Tax reference sides. I think we have a lot of great resources and guides and tools on that side that perhaps our news subscribers don't necessarily know about or know how to access. And I hope this project helped give them that opportunity to take advantage of them.
So once again, that was Jay-Ann Kasuga, Deputy Teen Lead on our Labor and Employment Law Desk, and Colleen Murphy, Deputy Teen Lead of our Tax and Accounting Desk. You can find up-to-the-minute news on the latest tax and accounting developments at our website, news.bloombergtax.com. That website, once again, is news.bloombergtax.com. And if you have any thoughts about what you just heard, or really anything else, get in touch with us on Twitter. We use the handle @tax. Talking Tax is produced by myself, Jeff Leon, and David Schultz. Kathy Larson is our editor. From Washington, I'm Jeff Leon. Thanks for listening.
Those 9 justices in Washington, they can be pretty hard to keep track of. That's where we come in. I'm Jordan Rubin.
And I'm Kimberly Robinson.
On our podcast, Cases and Controversies, we give you a week-by-week accounting of the Supreme Court.
The filings, the arguments, the opinions, and much, much more.
So check in on Fridays with Cases and Controversies to find out what's coming up on the horizon at the Supreme Court. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.